For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Kevin Willis. In Kentucky politics, Governor Andy Beshear gave his first State of the Commonwealth address, and the state legislature finished its first full week in Frankfort. Jonice Franklin talked to Capitol reporter Ryland Barton for the latest edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Okay, so Ryland, Governor Andy Beshear gave his first State of the Commonwealth address on Tuesday. A lot of talk about the tone of it.
Right. So this is the first time that, well, the first time in a long time that a governor of one party has been addressing a legislature that's controlled by a different party. And he was really just trying to make this call for bipartisanship.
Kentuckians deserve better than the bitterness that divides, but maybe has even become to define our politics.
And he's really going to need that bipartisanship because actually governors in Kentucky are really weak. It's just kind of baked into the Constitution. The legislature can override a governor's veto just with a simple majority vote. So really, if the legislature really wants to pass something, they don't need the governors to be on board. But I think that really what the governor is going to do is try and focus everything on education. He did that in his speech. He said he wants that raise for teachers, $2,000 across the board for teachers. He wants to more funding for higher education. I think he's really just going to lay that at the feet of the legislature, that this is his priority. And if they don't fund it, then they're going to end up looking like the bad guys in this case.
Okay, so there appears to be support this year for moving Kentucky's gubernatorial elections.
Yes. So this is this perennial issue. It comes up every couple years to move the governor's elections and all the elections for, say, like, you know, attorney general and secretary of state to even numbered years, to the year that the presidential election takes place. Right now it takes place in odd numbered years. So we just finished one up in 2019. A lot of people say that it would drive up more voter turnout. Voter turnout's generally low in these odd numbered years. And it would save the state a lot of money.
Why haven't we made this change before yet?
One thing is that it would take a constitutional amendment to change it, and that requires a higher bar. You have to have a 3/5 majority of each chamber to vote in favor of it, and then it ends up getting voted on by the people of Kentucky during a referendum. So there's a big process that goes into it. But then there's this other side of it, which is this theory that having it in these odd years has benefited Democrats in Kentucky who were in power for really the entirety of the 20th century and into the 21st century a little bit.
Okay, finally, the Republican-led Senate has made an anti-sanctuary cities bill their top priority for this year. What would this measure do? And as I understand it, the sponsor has already made changes to it.
So it would ban cities, public agencies, and universities from adopting so-called sanctuary policies. That's a policy that would block workers or agencies from cooperating with federal immigration officials. It's raised a lot of concerns from immigration and civil rights advocates who worry that it would prod public workers into enforcing federal immigration law and increase the number of Kentuckians facing deportation. The sponsor of the bill is Republican Senator Danny Carroll of Paducah, and he announced on Thursday that he'd be tweaking the bill after some initial outcry.
We're not trying to make the police out of civilians. Never was the intent of the law, the bill. The bill never said that, but has been misinterpreted to that level.
Carroll said that the bill would now exempt domestic violence shelters, child advocacy centers, rape crisis centers, public defenders, and public health departments from the anti-sanctuary policy. One point of confusion on this is colleges and universities and whether they would be required to work with immigration officials when it comes to their students, especially if they're dreamers. And I don't think anyone really knows for sure right now. Senate President Robert Stivers initially said that it would affect those dreamers, but the supporters of this bill have said it wouldn't. So we'll be following along through the session as this bill progresses.
Okay, we'll leave it there. I'm Jonice Franklin. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.